Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from his Portland, Oregon studios, it's Big Sexy Sports Radio with your host, Big Sexy Darv Desmond, bringing the most sexy sports takes from around the state, around the country, around the globe. Now, without further ado, the big round of applause for your host, Mr. Big Sexy himself, Darv.
Being back in the studio, love when the Mike Jones comes on. It's always game time. Everybody got that song that you gotta play when you're ready to get in the game. This right here makes you say, "Coach, put me in the game. Put me in the game, coach." What we tell them, put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game. Well, thank you everybody for joining us back for episode 3 of the NBA Jam edition of Big Sexy Sports Radio. At the end of the episode, we're going to be excited. We're going to be talking about the NBA Jam and who would be your all-time NBA Jam team. If you go to BigSexySportsRadio.com, we are still have the poll question up there, is who would be your top team. So feel free to go on there and cast your vote. It is available. Once again, that website is BigSexySportsRadio.com. You can cast your vote for your top all-time NBA Jam team. Right now, we have there's Klay Thompson, Shaq and Kobe, Jordan and Pippen, Magic and Kareem, LeBron and D-Wade are others. You can actually leave some comments in there. If you have another team that you think would be the best all-time NBA Jam team with the NBA season starting to kick off here shortly, is definitely an exciting topic to talk about. But before that, you know, we start every episode with my soapbox moment. I get on my soapbox and I just have to talk about something. And today is the thing that really bothers me, really tweaks my melon, really grinds my gears, is the hypocrisy in baseball and all these corny, unwritten rules. Baseball bugs me with this, and I just can't stand it. Last night, Game 5, the Toronto Blue Jays, there was an epic home run hit by my man with the best nickname in baseball, Joey Bats. Jose Bautista hit what essentially was the game-winning home run to put the Blue Jays into the American League Championship Series. But all the talk has been about how he flipped his bat and he stared down the pitcher, and the pitcher was saying it's not good for the game, and then all the benches cleared, and all this stuff happened. Look, if someone smacks a home run off you, they can flip their bat and look at you. The only thing that they can't do is throw their bat at you. But if they hit a dinger, if it's all the way out, let that man celebrate. Time around the bases. There is nothing wrong with that. You got a problem with it, strike him out instead of giving up the gopher ball. When a pitcher gets a big out at the end of an inning, or even in the middle of an inning, they pump their fists, they do a bow and arrow to the crowd, blow kisses, do whatever it is that's their thing, and it's okay for pitchers to celebrate, but it's not okay for a hitter to celebrate. No, Jose Bautista had been in Toronto, was it 9 years, I believe it was, had never really been to the playoffs, had never had a hit as big as this hit was, and he enjoyed every minute of it, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with celebrating, flipping the bat, or whatever. I get tired of saying, oh, it's not bad for the game, or you can't show up the pitcher. Yes, you can show up the pitcher. Don't give up a homer. It's that simple. Don't give it up. If you don't give it up, he can't flip his bat. And if you do give it up, he can flip his bat. Just like if you strike him out, you can pump your fist, you can do whatever. And the other part, Let's stop all the benches clearing stuff in baseball. Actually, I wish they would go to what the NBA has, where if people come off the bench or if anybody comes into the fight, they get automatically suspended. Because I get the games are long enough as it is. You have to have these benches clearing things. The bullpen pitchers come in, and nobody's going to do anything. Get off the field. Stop being fake tough guys. Also, it's real easy to be a tough guy when you get showed up. Look, I play football. If I ever got knocked on my butt, then I just got knocked on my butt. If I got knocked off my butt and somebody sacked my quarterback, they can do a sack dance. Go ahead. My job is to go ahead and block that dude so he can't do a sack dance, not start a fight with him because he did a sack dance on me. No, your job is to stop people from doing what it is that they want to do. And when you stop them, then you can celebrate. But when they go off and do big things on you, homie, they can celebrate all day long. So cheers to you, Joey Bats. I hope you flip your bat every single time. I hope people start doing home run dances. I'm getting tired of this. Well, that's not what the game is about. Blah, blah. All you stuffy conservative, whatever, baseball purist, whatever, that's not good for the game. There's room for everything in the game. Just like there is room for Barry Sanders, there is also room for Deion Sanders. Just like there's room for the people who are flashy, and there's room for the people who are conservative, there's room for everybody. So don't just get mad and start a fight. I didn't see one person start a fight when Deion did a little touchdown dance because he scored on you. If you don't want him to dance, don't score on him, score. If you don't want Joey Bautista to flip his bat and look at the pitch, look at everything else, whatever, wave to kiss the babies, blow kids, whatever else he was doing, let the man do it. If you have a problem with it, don't give up the home run. How about that? As a matter of fact, if you wouldn't have gave up the home run, y'all might still be playing. But since you gave up the home run, be mad, be bitter, and be home. Cheers to you, Joey Bautista. I'm glad you guys got a win. And go ahead and keep doing as much as you want to do in the playoffs. I enjoy it. See, I don't know. I might stop doing this soapbox because I promise every time my blood pressure gets up on this segment. Oh, my goodness. But it's okay. We're excited. You guys are all here. I'm here. Joey Bats hit home runs. So it works out for everybody involved. So that part we're really excited about. But we're going to go ahead and take it into the news studio. And let's get a quick news break and see what's going on today, especially got those epic Pac-12 battle going on in the NFL game. So let's find out the latest. Thank you very much, Robert. Reporting live from the city studios. We're going to get with your quick update right here first on Big Sexy Sports Radio. There's a Pac-12 game going on right now. UCLA, number 18 UCLA at number 15 Stanford. Stanford is up 21-10. The Mets are in the National League Championship Series by beating the Dodgers 3-2. Yet another disappointing end to a season for the LA Dodgers. Auburn survives a scare at Kentucky for their first SEC win, 30-27. And New Orleans hands Atlanta their first loss of the year at home, 31-21. Those are the latest sports apes, and we will send it back to you. Okay, great. So we had a great news break there. Just want you guys to know, before we go any further, our show is sponsored. Want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Von Ray Johnson of V-Shape Fitness. Take your fitness to the next level. If you're a pro athlete looking for a personal trainer who can help you get that professional edge, or maybe you hit a plateau in your workout and you're bored with your routine, or maybe you're just starting out your fitness goals, maybe you have a little weight to lose or an extreme weight loss goals, feel free to call National Academy of Sports Medicine certified and NPC certified judge with a track and field specialist, Von Ray Johnson, for your free personal training session, 503-421-5577. That's 503-421-5577. Tell them you heard about them on Big Sexy Sports Radio. So as we move along with our agenda today, we're going to talk about some Pac-12 college football in a bit. We see Stanford doing some big things in the north. UCLA, once again, not living up to the hype. But before that, we wanted to we have a kind of a somber moment. We want to talk a little bit about Lamar Odom. And we hear there is a slight improvement in Lamar Odom, former L.A. Lakers, sixth man of the year, two-time world champion, Lamar Odom. There's a source that says there is some small improvement seen in his condition. He is still on life support in a Las Vegas hospital after being found unconscious in a Nevada brothel, allegedly to have used cocaine and sexual performance enhancers and overdosed on those, and is in critical condition and on life support right now. So it was, it is a really a sad time. This was, and it's actually really sad to see how some of the coverage is. I was watching SportsCenter, and Scott Van Pelt was really, really, it was a really poignant video. If you haven't seen it, watch that one, where a lot of the media outlets have been covering this in the social media age as Lamar Odom, the reality TV star, which Lamar Odom was far from not. Lamar Odom really earned his fame, earned every bit of celebrity he got was because of his ability to play basketball. Unfortunately, with his brief marriage to Khloe Kardashian, a lot of people are introduced to him because of that and that massive media circus that is the Kardashians. But Lamar Odom was a person who a lot of people loved. I don't want to say was, I say is, because I don't want to make it seem like he's dead. But he is a person who a lot of athletes respect. There's not a lot of people that you will find mutual respect from a variety of athletes. You could talk to Derek Fisher. You could talk to Kobe Bryant. You could talk to Meta World Peace. You could talk to people even at Rhode Island. At all of his stops, people love Lamar Odom. And Lamar Odom loved particular his team with the Lakers so much that he actually cried when he was traded to Dallas, that it hurt him that much that he really couldn't even continue playing for Dallas at all that season. He was one who's went through a lot of tragedy. He lost his mother and grandmother to cancer. He had a child die of sudden infant death. He's been through a lot of tragedy. Just had a couple of close friends die recently of drug overdoses. And we all know that he documented had problems with alcohol and substance abuse. But it's just really sad that somebody who's really affected so many lives, really had the respect of a lot of NBA players, may lose his life. It is hard, and we'll have a quick moment of silence for him, and our prayers go out to Lamar Odom and hope that he can walk out of that hospital room one day. So here's to you, Lamar, a quick moment. Okay, so we're back, and we are we're excited about the Pac-12 season. It's really, I think the Pac-12 world kind of stopped a little bit when the firing of Steve Sarkisian happened this week. It wasn't really a shock. I think people saw it coming after the incident, but it was still amazing to think a big A1 job has opened up, and everybody's kind of asking who will be the next coach of USC. And there's a lot of speculation out there. And of course, everybody goes to one name, and that name is always going to be Chip Kelly. I don't see Chip Kelly leaving Philadelphia. I do think he's going to get fired from Philadelphia in a couple of years, but I don't see him leaving Philadelphia. And even if he did leave Philadelphia, I don't see him going back to coaching. There's a reason for this. And the reason why he's not going back to college, at least not right now, is the same reason why he's been very successful. He has a big ego. He wants to prove to everybody that his system will work. He doesn't want to win. He wants to win his way and how he wants to do it. And that's why he's going to stay in the NFL, because he can already get another head coaching job, even if he's fired from the Eagles, which I don't think he's going to get fired anytime soon. They still have a really good chance of winning their division. That's not a great division there. Also, he can be an offensive coordinator in the league. He doesn't want to go to college. He doesn't have to deal with recruiting and all that other stuff. He wants to prove that his system works. And he's young enough to where he can stay in the NFL 10 more years and then decide to go back to college when he wants to. But the Las Vegas Sportsbook has actually put out odds on who's going to be the next football coach at USC. The leader right now in the clubhouse is Kyle Whittingham of Utah at 3.5 to 1. Although I don't see that one. They have Chip Kelly at 6 to 1. Brian Harsin of Boise State. You got to be careful with the Boise State coaches. Sometimes they hit, but sometimes it's just like, hey, you know, you always win at Boise State. Well, he's 6 to 1. You have Tom Herman of Houston, who used to be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. He's at 7 to 1. Joseph Fuente of Memphis, 7 to 1. The actual Clay Helton, the actual USC interim coach right now, is at 8 to 1. Yeah, they have Jack Del Rio on the list, a former Trojan himself, at 8 to 1. Chris Peterson of Washington, 9 to 1. Brian Kelly is an interesting one at 9 to 1. I don't see Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame just yet, but some of the pressures of recruiting there are not really having an actual base itself. That may be interesting. You have Kevin Sumlin of Texas A&M. He's not leaving. Why? They love him at Texas A&M. All he has to do is say, hey, I'm thinking about leaving, and they'll just write him a bigger check. Gary Patterson at TCU. That may be interesting. And Mark D'Antonio of Michigan State. Those are the people with odds to be the next coach of USC. If I'm USC, some people say, hey, go after a big name, aim high, aim big. Let me break something down to you guys. USC is the pretty girl at the nightclub. USC does not have to go find the best-looking man, the best-looking gentleman suitor. As the best-looking female, all USC has to do is say, I'm available. And all the men will come to them. It is the exact same, exactly what they should do right now. And that's why they had to make the move. It's because now they can just sit back. They don't have the pressure to hire anybody because the season is still going on. But they can just sit back and let all the agents of all the coaches who are interested to just give them a call and see who you might get. Maybe it's a professional guy. Maybe it's a college guy. You just don't know. What you want to do is stay away from what their big mistake was. Their big mistake with their last two hires is they have been trying to recreate the Pete Carroll era. They did that by getting both of his offensive coordinators. And that has not worked. They have not been able to recreate that. You can't recreate Pete by hiring his assistants. It's like you can't get Bear Bryant by hiring his assistants. You can't get be Nick Saban by hiring his assistants. You either get the guy or you don't get the guy. What you want to do is you want to find the next guy. Get a guy who can coach. Get a guy who can teach. Get a guy who can build an offense to have an identity with the team. Get someone who will embrace all that is L.A. That was the biggest thing that made Pete Carroll successful. He didn't run from the celebrities. He didn't run from some of the culture things in L.A. He embraced them and used those things to his advantage. But you have to have somebody who that is the part of their personality. They can't just try to be like Pete. That's not going to work. You got to get somebody who is similar to Pete in that regard. But get somebody that can coach. Get somebody that can motivate. You don't need a big-time name. When Pete Carroll, I remember when Pete Carroll was hired. They're like, why would you hire this guy? He failed at the Jets. He failed with the Patriots. Why? What is this? Why would you hire this guy? And what did he turn into was one of the best coaches they've had since John Robinson. So don't be afraid to sit back and take your time. There's a song, baby, we can do it. Take your time. Do it right. There's no hurry. And for the record, we all know Clay Helton's not getting a job. So let's not even entertain that. And I think they probably already told him, look, Clay, you're not getting a job. So as long as they clear that up so they don't have the Ed Orgeron situation that they had last time. But some of those names are interesting that are the Vegas odds to be the next coach. Anybody on that list, I would maybe see Kyle Whittingham, but that's only if you can bring his whole staff. It'd be interesting to see what he would do and his staff would do with all that talent. So that would be something that's very interesting. I wouldn't go Jack Del Rio only because I think he's been some in Oakland. And if he can turn around the Raiders, he will be a legend. That's just one of those things. The person that does that is going to be a legend. And I think that they're on the right track. Some of these assistants, I'm not quite sure about, but then again, you're not quite sure of anybody. You know, you can kick the tires on Brian Kelly. I don't know if he's great anyway. You can kick the tires on Kevin Sumlin. I do like Gary Patterson. I do like Mark D'Antonio. But I wouldn't necessarily think that they're just world beaters. But I do like Kyle Whittingham. I would definitely give Sean Payton a call. He's going to be available. And you just never know what coaches may be available. So I would say have an idea of who you want to go after and let them come to you, baby. You're USC. Trust me, everybody wants to be at USC. That's the best place to live. And what's most important, what a lot of people don't realize, the wives want to live in L.A. They want the sun, maybe a little bit of glamour. Yeah, that's a great job. So one more quick update. Quick news. Can we get a quick news break and see what some of the scores are in some of those games? Yes. Right back alive in the City Portland studios. Quick live update. First, we are going to give you a quick update once again on some of these Pac-12 games. Actually, one Pac-12 game that has just gone into the second quarter. UCLA is still losing to Stanford 28-10. Once again, Auburn escaped Kentucky and winning 30-27 for their first SEC win. And the New York Mets are National League Championship Series after beating the Dodgers 3-2. Thank you very much for the news update. Once again, we're sponsored by V-Shape Fitness. Call them today at 503-421-5577 for your free personal training session. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for sponsoring our show. And now we're going to talk about what we wanted to really talk about in this bad boy is the top NBA Jam team. The NBA season is about to begin. It's about to start. And I was talking with some buddies, and I was like, man, when I used to play NBA Jam, and I know you guys played it too, I used to play with Golden State because Chris Mullin was deadly on the three-point line. I was like, man, if I would have had Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, man, I would have been killing people in NBA Jam. Now, I started thinking, man, what would be the best all-time NBA Jam team? And I like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry only because I like to shoot the three ball when it comes to video games. And you could just shoot threes all day with those two. Man, you would be cold with that. Shaq and Kobe would be good because you get Shaq with a whole bunch of blocks and great dunks. Kobe would have dunks with threes. Jordan and Pippen is on there. They didn't have Jordan on the original game. It was Pippen and Horace Grant. But Jordan and Pippen would be really, really good. They wouldn't be as big on the blocks, but they'd be really good with defense steals, and Jordan would have crazy dunks. Magic and Kareem would be good, but you wouldn't have the outside shooting. But you would get a lot of blocks with Kareem. LeBron and D-Wade would be really good. Except for LeBron, I mean, D-Wade doesn't have the outside shot. So I only use kind of contemporary players. I didn't go all the way back to, like, Moses Malone and Dr. J, which that would be a cold team. I didn't go back to Jerry West and Elgin. You know, I didn't go back that far. I just wanted to do kind of your contemporary, probably last 30 years. And I would take, out of all the teams, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. That would have to be my number one. They just hit too many shots. Like, you couldn't stop them dudes from threes. They have threes and steals. Like, you can't get that. And they're over 6 feet, so they can still play a little defense. But it wouldn't matter, because every dunk you would get, I would go down court and hit a three. We looked at the vote, and 30% say Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. 30% say Shaq and Kobe. And 40% say Jordan and Pippen. So that's who people would pick for their all-time NBA jam team, is Jordan and Pippen. That'd be a good team. I'm going to still stay with the threes, and I'm going with the Splash Brothers as my top team. But you may pick different. Go ahead and tweet me, at Jarvis Hall. Let me know what you think for the best all-time NBA jam team. We're looking forward to the NBA season, and I want NBA Jam to come back out. I wish they would have an all-time NBA Jam game, and let's play with some of those legends. You know, let's bring out Walt Frazier and Willis Reed. You know, let's bring some of those ones out. I think that'd be fun. That really would, to have an all-time NBA Jam team and take it back to the old school game. I know some of y'all are big time playing 2K now, but I will stick with NBA Jam, and I'm sticking with the Splash Brothers. Now, of course, if we're playing the old NBA Jam, which I might go download, I always went with Golden State, but I also had to go with Charlotte because they had Alonzo Mourning and my man, Grandmama. And if you don't remember Grandmama, then, homie, you shouldn't probably be listening to the show. No, I'm not going to go there. But Grandmama, boy, Larry Johnson was hungry back in the day. Well, real quick, we got a couple of odds in for our Who Do You Love segment. Yeah, bump that. Who do you love? Yeah, are you for sure? Who do you love? So who do I love this week? We have some really good odds from the Vegas sports book. Who am I going to take my bets on? The first lock, we have Denver, undefeated Denver Broncos at Cleveland. Cleveland is getting 4.5. I would go ahead and take Cleveland at home, getting the points on this. That would be my first one on there with Who Do I Love. We got Cincinnati at Buffalo. Cincinnati -3.5. Take Cincinnati. The Bills quarterback situation is terrible. Take Cincinnati. Give up the 3 points. 3.5. You have Kansas City at Minnesota. Kansas City is favored by 4. Take Kansas City in this. I know they've been struggling this year. Take Kansas. We got Houston against Jacksonville. Houston is only +1. At Jacksonville, go ahead and take Houston, take that defense, take J.J. Watt against the Jaguars. Then we have a special, I guess. We have the Chicago Bears and at Detroit Lions. The Lions are getting 3. The Bears are getting 3. Take Detroit -3. And then for our final pick for the pick 6 is Arizona at the Cardinals. Super Bowl, what was it? I can't remember which Super Bowl it was. Rematch. You have Arizona -4 at the Steelers. Take Arizona. Take Carson Palmer. Take that all the way to the bank. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming out today. We appreciate you coming out and listening to the show. We're going to try to be on twice a week now, and we're excited to be out here. please visit the blog, BigSexySportsRadio.com, and have a great day, and God bless.